It's good to see you all here as we celebrate our last Mass for the calendar year of 2018, but then look forward to a new year. And while we have this chronology, nevertheless, what's important is to look at the moment that we are celebrating. And we really have a threefold context. So first of all, for us, January 1st marks the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. So it brings to a close that octave of Christmas celebration, beginning with Christmas, now January 1st. Of course, Christmas season continues. But we give honor to our Blessed Mother, who conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and through her, Jesus Christ, true God, entered this world, becoming also true man. This is why we can rightly call her Mother of God, not Mother in the sense of the Heavenly Father or the Holy Spirit, not Mother in the sense that somehow she created the divine Jesus. No, Jesus, true God, for all eternity, one in being, consubstantial with the Father, took on our humanity through Mary. And so Mary did give birth to Jesus, true God, true man, hence the term Mother of God. And this is what we've believed since the beginnings of our church, and that title was officially given at the Council of Ephesus in the year 431. Be that as it may, though, we look at Mary and we think of how her maternal love has been given and shared to us. So we think then of our gospel passage, how the shepherds have come to see Jesus. Mary presents Jesus to them. Mary intercedes at that wedding feast of Cana on the behalf of that couple when Jesus performed his first miracle. Then she stands at the foot of the cross, faithfully, having the hope of the resurrection. It's at that point that our Lord looked down, seeing our Blessed Mother as well as St. John, and he said to Mary, "Behold your son," and to John, "Behold your mother." We've always seen this as our Lord giving Mary to us as our mother. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we look at this part of our reflection, we should think of then meditating, treasuring all these things, all these mysteries, just as Mary did, about our faith. One good resolution for the coming year is to take time to pray, of course. Find that time. Find that 15 minutes a day for prayer, and hopefully another 15 minutes for some spiritual reading. So one could read through the Gospels, or one could say the Rosary, meditating upon the life of our Lord, and of course one can just share life with our Lord. But in all, take time to ponder the mysteries. Live in the presence of Christ, just as Mary did. Look to her example. Rely also on her prayers. The second part of this is that we hear in the Gospel that on the eighth day after our Lord's birth, Jesus was brought to the temple for the circumcision. That, remember, was the sign of the covenant that had been made with Abraham 1,800 years earlier. It was a blood sign because for the Jewish people, life was in the blood. Now, for us, we look at it, and we should remember this day, that we have been brought into that new covenant made by our Lord's blood when he offered himself as the sacrifice on the cross. Through baptism, St. Paul reminds us, we've become the children of God. So let's act that way. Resolve once again to always remember, I am a child of God. I am a Christian. I'm a member of the Catholic Church. Resolve to live that each day. And know that the Lord will be present to look after us. And then lastly, it's always a good time, looking at the chronology, to pause to reflect on life. As we know, time moves by very quickly. And one may wonder, what happened to the year 2018? Let alone maybe the past 10 years even. Time seems to fly. But nevertheless, it's good to pause and reflect. Now, we don't turn this into simply some kind of a Bacchanalia festival tonight, thinking like the Romans did, well, if we're really good at partying, the god Janus will look favorably this way rather than unfavorably that way, hence the term January. Or we don't get into simply, well, let's have some good luck for the new year. So if you're in the Saunders family, tomorrow you have to eat sauerkraut for good luck. And if you're from the South, you have to eat black-eyed peas for good luck. But let's get real here, that luck is luck. What we need is God's grace. And so we rely that our Lord will be walking with us each day as that good shepherd. So whether our challenges will continue on next year, and hopefully we'll have many blessings continuing on next year, the key is to let our Lord walk with us. Nevertheless, it is good time, chronologically, to reflect, how can I do better? Where am I now? How can I do better? Now, of course, this is a time when people make resolutions like getting better fit by exercise or losing weight by diets and so on. But let's think about our soul. Have some good resolutions about how to become that better child of God, that better Christian, that better member of the church. Think of some things as you parents would want to give to your children. What advice as far as being successful in facing life spiritually? Or even for you young people, what kind of values do you want to have? This past December, George Bush, president number 41, older George Bush, died, passed away. But it's interesting that back in the 90s, he wrote a letter to a friend of his who was the former CEO of IBM, and his name is Sam Palmisano. And it was Sam asking President Bush for some advice for young people, especially those working at IBM. And this is what President Bush wrote. "I cannot single out the one greatest challenge in my life, but I have had a lot of challenges, and my advice to young people might be as follows. Don't get down when your life takes a bad turn. Out of adversity comes challenge and often success. Don't blame others for your setbacks. When things go well, always give credit to others. Don't talk all the time. Listen to your friends and mentors and learn from them. Don't brag about yourself. Let others point out your virtues, your strong points. Give someone else a hand. When a friend is hurting, show that friend that you care. Nobody likes an overbearing big shot. As you succeed, be kind to people. Thank those who help you along the way. Don't be afraid to shed a tear when your heart is broken because a friend is hurting. Say your prayers. George Bush." Well, my brothers and sisters, we could take some of those to heart for sure, but ask yourself again, if you're especially a parent, maybe a grandparent, what would you write to your young people that you love? And if you're a young person, what kind of values would you have? So in all, we put it together. We honor our Blessed Mother. We ask for her help, her prayers, her intercession. We remember then, but by God's grace, we are the children of God, the Christian, the member of the church. And we're called once again to resolve to keep on striving to be holy. And if we do that, then this year, each day will be a day in the year of the Lord, in Anno Domini, AD 2019. May God bless you.